This is News Director Larissa Donovan continuing on the campaign trail as we are just mere weeks away from the big day, Election Day, on November 8th. Don't forget to vote. Joining me in studio today, he is the incumbent for Beltrami County District 4. Welcome to our studios, Tim Sumner.
Thank you, Larissa. I do appreciate this opportunity to speak to the voters and have a chance to remind folks that it is important to get out to vote.
You know, that's part of the reason why I do this. I want to make sure every candidate has the opportunity to get their platform out there free of charge. So
thank you.
So you've been serving on the county board for a number of years now. Three, four?
Well, I was first elected in 2012.
Okay.
Seated in 2013. So roughly, you know, 9-10 years. So.
Okay.
And I still enjoy it, still learning and still having fun.
So redistricting changed the boundaries of District 4 this past April. Can you summarize what your new district looks like?
Well, you know, I did, with the redistricting, you know, I swapped out some townships and for others, which include Alaska Township, Roosevelt, Duran, Maple Ridge, Nebish Township. So, and with the redistricting, I no longer have the city of Black Duck in my district, along with Hines and a few other townships. So, you know, this is another reason why I do appreciate the opportunity to let folks know with the redistricting that, you know, you do have a new commissioner. And I believe that my experience, you know, would serve you well, you know, if you do choose to vote for me.
So District 4 is one of the special two-year terms, right?
Yes, correct.
Just trying to get it all straight. So in your years on the Board of Commissioners, what are some of the things that you're most proud of getting through the gambit?
Well, you know, I think I'm most proud of is building those relationships, building the trust, you know, of my constituents. And along with that, you know, some of the issues are health and human services, roads. I've been a strong advocate for roads. You know, many of the roads that are in District 4 have been improved within the last 10 years since I've been on the board. So I think having that experience and being able to advocate for roads is one of my strongest traits that I bring to the county board. The board did have a road tour last week, and you know, we had an opportunity to go through some of the new roads, or you know, the roads in my district. You know, County Road 32, County Road 5. You know, those are new to my district now. So, and being on the campaign trail, I've heard, you know, a lot of folks, you know, talking about, well, you know, we need this road fixed, we need that road fixed. So I do have that experience. And you know, I know that the county engineer does have a five-year road plan, and oftentimes we, you know, discuss the five-year road plan amongst the county board. So having that ability to let my fellow colleagues know, you know, the importance of roads in my district is something that I'm most proud of. Being able to communicate, you know, with my colleagues, whether we agree on certain issues or not, you know, I think it's important that we all do what's best for the entire county.
I know County Road 15 can be a doozy at times, but
yes.
I'm sure it'll get there.
Yes, correct. You know, and since I've been on the board, County Road 15 wasn't in my commissioner district, but with redistricting, County Road 15 is now in my district. And I've been a strong advocate to get that road fixed, because I know it's a high volume traffic road. So I'm happy to say that, you know, it will be getting fixed in 2023, which is next year. So, you know, please bear with us and have patience, and By this time next year, you know, we should be having a smooth road to travel on.
Because I saw this past summer when I was driving up that way, that was not one of my greatest moves, but I saw that Red Lake on their side.
Yes.
Was working on that part, that stretch of road too.
Yes, and we have tried to partner with Red Lake on County Road 15, which is Indian Service Road 18 on the reservation, to try to cut some costs and you know, this plan. But unfortunately, money is always an issue when it comes to roads. So so we were able to do the first 2 miles south of the reservation in this year. Red Lake was able to do their portion of it. So things are starting to come along on that road.
And it's all coming together.
Yeah, and I'm happy about that. You know, I mean, with the price of inflation, everything is going up. So just a few years ago, it used to be $1 million a mile. Now we're told it's $1.2 million a mile. So,
and that's just this year.
Yeah. Yep. So
oof.
I'm not too sure if the prices are going to be going down in the future, but, you know, I mean, that doesn't affect my ability or willingness to advocate for safer roads.
So another big project that the county board will be deciding within this next month or so is which direction to go with the Beltrami County Jail project. I know this has been a big topic of discussion for feels like years, maybe it's less, but
yeah. Well, I know it. We've been talking about it at the board level for at least a couple of years, and it seems like it's been a lot longer. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm part of the jail steering committee, and we meet every 2 weeks. So the time, it seems like it's taken forever. You know, and we do have a timeline of the project. And right now we are still accepting public comments from our citizens to see, you know, what their input is on how to move forward with the county jail. You know, it is an expensive project
that will impact a generation of taxpayers.
Yes, exactly. You know, and over 30 years, you know, it's $500 million. You know. But the jail itself, I believe, would be around $70 to $80 million, and you know, our kids and our grandkids are the ones that are going to be footing the bill. So I think it's really important that, you know, whether we remodel, build new, or you know, any other options, you know, we really keep in mind, you know, who this is really going to have an impact on.
Another big topic of concern in our community is housing. Affordable housing is particular, but housing stock across all pay grades seems to be in tight supply. What do you think the county board can do to alleviate some of these?
We try to lean on our partnerships with the HRDC and other housing projects, Dave Hengel, you know, Greater Bemidji, you know, so the good thing about the county is we have a lot of partnerships, and so we're not in this alone and trying to figure out, you know, a best way to move forward, because I mean there is a housing shortage, and I think there's going to be even a more demand for housing once the veterans home opens up next year. So, you know, we have to be a little proactive in trying to figure out, you know, what is a good way to address this situation. You know, the homeless, you know, since I've been on the board, we did a number of projects. I can't remember the name of the building, but it's just down the street from here.
The Wolf.
There was a apartment project.
Oh, yeah, Park Place. That's
yeah,
right.
Yes, Park Place. You know, the county has been instrumental in being partners with that project. So, you know, there's a huge need, but there's a short supply of money. You know, people are feeling the effects of the economic situation that we're going through, you know, with the inflation. You know, actually on my ride down here, I was just passing through Black Duck, and I seen that their gas was $3.29. You get to Bemidji here, it is $3.69. So there's a huge difference. You know, we got to figure out how we can, you know, help our citizens out and our folks and trying to help with that situation. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into being a county commissioner. When I first was elected, you know, I didn't know much about, you know, what was going on. But over my years being on the board, I've learned a lot. And I know that in order to be, you know, a decent county commissioner, you have to be committed. And I have made that commitment since my time on the board. So I'm hopeful that, you know, my constituents see that and want to continue to have a representative on the county board that is willing to work for them.
Another top of mind issue, speaking of workforce housing and, you know, getting more people in, we're going to need places for their kids to go.
Yes.
Childcare is a huge issue in our community. Last I heard, we're 1,000 spots short. It's a lot of little kids running around.
Yes, you know, and that's, it's good to have, you know, a growing population. You know, our demographics have changed over the years. In this past census has shown that we're kind of staying stagnant. But we're also lucky that, you know, we continue to hold our eighth congressional seat. So it's important that, you know, we're counted. You know, it affects funding. So everything that we do at the county level, you know, is, you know, has an impact on our local people. So there's just so many things that go into being a commissioner. You know, you mentioned, you know, housing, childcare, being part of the county. We're part of the Association of Minnesota Counties. And that gives us an ability to work with other counties to figure out, you know, while there are great projects that are happening in, you know, the rural parts of southern Minnesota with their child care. A few of the counties got together and decided, well, you know, we need child care. So there's two counties that are created a collaboration, and maybe that's something that we need to do here, you know, because Bemidji is growing. Bemidji is an economic hub. You know, folks come to work from you know, Cass County, Hubbard County, even the tribal nations. You know, there are folks that come, you know, to work in Bemidji from those areas as well. So I think it's going to take a little bit of thinking outside the box, a little bit collaboration, because, you know,
big picture issues. Yeah.
Yes, because if there isn't childcare, then, you know, folks can't work, and if folks can't work, then businesses have to, you know, readjust their hours of operation. So, I mean, there's a trickle effect on a lot of these issues. So.
Yeah, it's like all one great big continuum. Even can go back to the jail, because, you know, if kids aren't nurtured, if kids aren't, you know, given that good leg up, you know,
yes,
a dangerous path can follow.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, regardless of all of the things that we do at the county board, you know, I mean, it's always evolving. It's changing, you know, and it's good that we have good leadership at the county, because, you know, to be honest, they make our jobs a lot easier as county commissioners. So without, you know, our leadership and our employees, we wouldn't be able to do the jobs that we do. You know, they're the ones that, you know, should be getting all the credit.
Well, is there anything else about your campaign that you wanted to get out there before I let you go today?
Well, I just want to let people know that, you know, I have a track record of helping people. You know, a lot of the issues, you know, can be contentious, but, you know, I always try to look for, you know, a compromise or look for some common ground on how we can provide, you know, these services to our folks. And I'm encouraging everybody to get out to vote on November 8th. I also know that early voting is now open, and you can vote at the county administration building. So the mail ballots are now out. So all I'm asking is to please consider re-electing, you know, Tim Sumner for county commissioner.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time today, candidate and incumbent Tim Sumner for Beltrami County, District 4.